Hare Krishna. Don't let disagreement degenerate into disrespect. All of us have in our social circle people who we disagree with or who disagree with us. Now, how do we deal with such disagreeers? Because these disagreements can sometimes snowball into huge relationship conflicts that can sometimes even end into schisms and wars also sometimes at a big level. So how people deal with disagreements among themselves is quite important. And dealing with them amicably is very important for harmonious living. So the Bhagavad Gita offers us a very good example through the way Krishna deals with this issue. Now, in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there is a disagreement which Krishna quotes and then resolves. So, the whole Bhagavad Gita is dealing with one question. The question is, should we do one's duty for progressing towards liberation, or should we abandon one's duty and just focus on renouncing the world and going to the forest and thereby cultivating transcendence? So because acting in this world is binding. It causes karmic bondage. So this is the question. So Krishna quotes both sides in 18.3 before giving his answer later in 18.5 and 6. So in 18.3 he says, Yagya dana tapa karma. Agyadana tapaha karma. So, ityajam dosha vadityeke karma prahur manishinaha yagyadana tapaha karma natyajam iti chapare. So, tyajam dosha vadityeke. So, eke, some kind of people ought to say tyajam. They should be given up. Why? Because dosha, they are filled with fault. They will cause bondage. Karma prahur, they say manishinaha. These are wise people. They have controlled their mind, Krishna is saying. And then he says, and others, yagyadana tapah karma natyajyam iti chapare. Others say that these should not be given up. Now, who is right? Should they be given up or should they not be given up? And how is that to be decided? So, actually, here, Krishna will later on in say, nishchayam shunume tatra nishchayam, understand in truth. And he says, Tyag is in three modes. And he says, Kartavyaniti me partha. That one should do one's duty as a kartavya. One should do it with detachment. So one should not give up one's duty at any time, Krishna says. He does not recommend that, especially when that is done out of frustration. So anyway, the point which is here is, Krishna is going to not support. While giving his conclusive understanding, he opposes those who say that work should be renounced. And yet, those people he is referring to as Manishinaha. Manishinaha is quite a respectful form of address. In fact, Krishna uses this earlier in 2.51 in the Bhagavad Gita to refer to those who are well set to attain liberation. Karma jam buddhi yuktahi phalam tyaktva Manishinaha. Janma bandhavi nirmukta padam gachantya namayam. So Krishna says, karma jam buddhi yukta hi. There he talks about those who regulate their activities, they direct their intelligence, and eventually they become purified from karmic bondage and attain liberation. So he's using the word manishinaha for them. And here he's using manishinaha for those who are recommending renunciation. So now this is very significant that Krishna refers to those with whom he disagrees respectfully. Why? It is significant for three important reasons. Firstly, it contradicts the general human tendency to mix the issue with the person and to let disagreement over an issue degenerate into disrespect for the person. How dare you oppose me? You are a fool. That's what the human tendency is. Secondly, now, we can all have some disagreements over some small issues. Okay, today, what should we have for dinner? Somebody say, let's have biryani. Somebody else say, no, let's have masala rice. It's an inconsequential disagreement. But Krishna here is not talking about inconsequential disagreements. He's talking about serious philosophical disagreement, which will go have individual and social consequences very seriously. Now, people are going to decide what to do and what not to do based on their understanding of what life is. So, people who propagate different philosophies, which affect different people, have a serious responsibility. So now, what do we... So Krishna can say that, okay, it's a very serious issue. I have to make sure that the right thing is there and you are wrong, get out of here. Krishna does not use the consequentiality of the issues also to launch into a ad hominem attack on the people. Ad hominem attack means to attack the person instead of attacking the issue. And thirdly, we see that Krishna is no ordinary person. Krishna is God and his authority is absolute. But Krishna does not bring in his absolute authority for justifying his actions over here. He simply states that he presents his point and then rationally he gives the conclusion, but he does not call those who disagree with him as blasphemers because you are there to disagree with God. He doesn't do anything like that. Krishna sees even the good in them. What is the good he sees? They are also contemplating about ultimate good. They are thinking about what is the best for the individual and for society. How can people become liberated? So they are at least thinking of liberation from karmic bondage. They are thinking about what causes dosha, what is dosha and what causes bondage. So these are thoughtful people because of that. So this is a very important lesson for us to see the good in others and to disrespect even, to respect even those who we disagree with. Now some of us may feel that no, but Krishna also uses a strong word like mudha for those who have wrong opinions. So shouldn't we follow that example? Yes, Krishna uses the word mudha, but then for whom does he use it? He uses it not just for people who have wrong views, but people who obstinately, incorrigibly hold on to those views rigidly and rabidly. So that is the problem. That obstinacy is the problem. And that's why Krishna says, Namam Dushkritino Mudha. In 7.15 he talks about Mudha. Several other places also talks about Mudha. But the point is, although Krishna strongly castigates them, but still he is also compassionate to them. In fact, his castigation is motivated by his compassion. So he's and his compassion is consummate, topmost compassion, because he stays constantly in their heart. So, he is God and he can stay in their heart and he constantly waits and works for their redemption. So, now we don't have the position of God. You know, we are not the guru of everyone else as God is. We don't have the compassion of God. How much have we sacrificed for the well-being of others? How much have we earned their trust? And nor do we know the disposition of others. How do we know if somebody is utterly stubborn and obstinate? Is that person incorrigible or not? So therefore, if we want to live amicably and resolve disagreements, it is far better that we follow, when we want to follow Krishna, rather than following the example of his castigatory tone, we follow his conciliatory mood that is exemplified in this verse. And then we will be able to live amicably and resolve issues, present Krishna's message and gradually bring people over to Krishna's message. Thank you. Great.